Buddha, or Buddha Gautama, also known as Shakyamuni Buddha, was a great spiritual master from ancient India. Born as Prince Siddhartha Gautama in 5th century BC, he would have naturally inherited the vast wealth of a kingdom. However, the prince one day left the palace life in search of spiritual knowledge. After years of contemplative seeking, the Buddha attained enlightenment under the Bodhi tree. He then shared the merits of his practice by providing a method for other sentient beings to be freed from the cycle of death and rebirth. The rich treasury of Buddhist teachings on universal truths are studied and revered to this day for their deep wisdom and compassion. Today we would like to share with you the sage teachings of the Buddha in the Holy Tipitaka, excerpted from the Itivutaka, the Group of Threes.
Escape. This was said by the Lord.
Bhikkhus, or monks, there are these three elements of escape. What three? The escape from sensual desires, that is, renunciation, the escape from form, that is, the formless, and the escape from whatever has to be, from whatever is conditioned and dependently arisen, that is, causation. These, bhikkhus or monks, are the three elements of escape.
Having known the escape from sensual desires and the overcoming of forms, one whose energy is always ardent reaches the stilling of all formations. Such a bhikkhu or monk who sees rightly is thereby well released. Accomplished in knowledge, at peace, that sage has overcome all bounds.
A rainless cloud. This was said by the Lord.
Bhikkhus, or monks. These three kinds of persons are found existing in the world. What three? One who is like a rainless cloud, one who reigns locally, and one who reigns everywhere. Now what kind of person, bhikkhus, or monks, is like a rainless cloud? Here a certain person is not a giver to anyone. He does not give food, drink, clothing, vehicles, garlands, scents, ointments, beds, lodging, and lamps to recluses and Brahmins, to the poor, destitute, and needy. This kind of person is like a rainless cloud.
Now what, bhikkhus or monks, is the kind of person who reigns locally? Here, a certain person is a giver to some, but not a giver to others. Food, drink, clothing, vehicles, garlands, scents, ointments, beds, lodgings, and lamps he gives only to some recluses and Brahmins, to some of the poor, destitute, and needy, but not to others. This is the kind of person who reigns locally.
Now what, bhikkhus, or monks, is the kind of person who reigns everywhere? Here a certain person gives to all. He gives food, drink, clothing, vehicles, garlands, scents, ointments, beds, lodging, and lamps to all recluses and Brahmins, to the poor, destitute, and needy. This is the kind of person who reigns everywhere. These, bhikkhus or monks, are the three kinds of persons found existing in the world.
Neither to recluses nor Brahmins, nor to the poor and destitute, does he distribute his store of food and drink and goods. That base person is called one like a rainless cloud. To some he does not give, to some he offers alms. That one wise people call one who reigns only locally. A person renowned for his bounty, compassionate toward all beings, distributes alms gladly. Give, give, he says, like a great storm cloud that thunders and rains down, filling the levels and hollows, saturating the earth with water, even so is such a person. Having righteously gathered wealth, which he obtains by his own effort, he fully satisfies with food and drink whatever beings live in need.
Joyous utterances. This was said by the Lord.
bhikkhus or monks. Among the devas, these three joyous utterances are proclaimed from time to time upon certain occasions. What three? At the time when a noble disciple, having his hair and beard shaved off, and having clothed himself in the yellow robe, intends going forth from home into homelessness, at that time among the devas the joyous utterance is proclaimed. A noble disciple intends to battle with Mara, a supernatural being who embodies all distractions. This is the first joyous utterance proclaimed among the devas from time to time upon a certain occasion.
Again, bhikkhus, or monks, at the time when a noble disciple lives engaged in cultivating the seven groups of the requisites of enlightenment, at that time among the devas the joyous utterance is proclaimed. A noble disciple is doing battle with Mara, a supernatural being who embodies all distractions. This is the second joyous utterance proclaimed among the devas from time to time upon a certain occasion.
And again, bhikkhus or monks, at the time when a noble disciple, through realization by his own direct knowledge, here and now enters and abides in the mind release and wisdom release that is taintless by the destruction of the taint, at that time the joyous utterance is proclaimed. A noble disciple has won the battle. He was in the forefront of the fight, and now he dwells victorious. This, bhikkhus, or monks, is the third joyous utterance proclaimed among the devas from time to time upon certain occasions.
These bhikkhus or monks are the three joyous utterances. On seeing that he has won the battle, even the devas honor him, the fully enlightened one's disciple, a great one free from diffidence. We salute you, O thoroughbred man, you who have won a difficult conquest. Having routed the army of death, you are unhindered in liberation. Thus do the devas extol him, the one who has attained the goal, for they do not perceive in him ground for subjection to death's control.
For the welfare of many. This was said by the Lord.
Bhikkhus, or monks. These three persons appearing in the world appear for the welfare of many people, for the happiness of many people, out of compassion for the world. For the good, welfare, and happiness of devas and humans, what three? Here, bhikkhus or monks, a Tathagata or Buddha appears in the world. An Arahant, a fully enlightened one, possessing perfect knowledge and conduct, a sublime one, a world knower, an unsurpassed leader of persons to be tamed. A teacher of devas and humans, an enlightened one, a lord.
He teaches Dharma, or true teaching, that is good at the outset, good in the middle, and good at the end, with its correct meaning and wording, and he proclaims the holy life in its fulfillment and complete purity. This, bhikkhus or monks, is the first person appearing in the world who appears for the welfare of many people, for the happiness of many people, out of compassion for the world, for the good, welfare and happiness of devas and humans.
Next, bhikkhus or monks, there is a disciple of that teacher, an Arahant, one whose taints are destroyed, the holy life fulfilled, who has done what had to be done, laid down the burden, attained the goal, destroyed the fetters of being, and is completely released through final knowledge. He teaches Dharma, or true teaching, and he proclaims the holy life in its fulfillment and complete purity. This, bhikkhus, or monks, is the second person appearing in the world for the good, welfare, and happiness of devas and humans.
And next, bhikkhus, or monks, there is a disciple of that teacher, a learner who is following the path, who has learned much and is of virtuous conduct. He teaches Dharma, or true teaching, and he proclaims the holy life in its fulfillment and complete purity. This, bhikkhus or monks, is the third person appearing in the world for the good, welfare and happiness of devas and humans.
These, bhikkhus or monks, are the three persons appearing in the world who appear for the welfare of many people, for the happiness of many people, out of compassion for the world, for the good, welfare and happiness of devas and humans.
The teacher, the great sage, is the first in the world. Following him is the disciple whose composure is perfected, and then the learner training on the path, one who has learned much and is virtuous. These three are chief amongst devas and humans, illuminators preaching Dharma or true teaching, opening the door to the deathless. They free many people from bondage. Those who follow the path well, taught by the unsurpassed caravan leader, who are diligent in the Sublime One's dispensation, make an end of suffering within this very life itself.
Foremost faith. This was said by the Lord.
Bhikkhus or monks, there are these three foremost kinds of faith. What are the three? Whatever beings there are, whether footless or two-footed or four-footed, with form or without form, percipient or non-percipient, or neither percipient nor non-percipient. Of these, the Tathagata or Buddha is reckoned foremost, the Arhat, the fully enlightened one. Those who have faith in the Buddha have faith in the foremost, and for those with faith in the foremost, the result will be foremost.
Whatever states there are, whether conditioned or unconditioned, of these detachment is recommended foremost, that is, the subduing of vanity, the elimination of thirst, the removal of reliance, the termination of the round or of rebirths, the destruction of craving, detachment, cessation, nibbana, or eternal bliss. Those who have faith in the Dharma, true teaching, of detachment have faith in the foremost, and for those with faith in the foremost, the result will be foremost.
Whatever communities or groups there are, bhikkhus or monks, of these the Sangha of the Tathagata's disciples is reckoned foremost, that is, the four pairs of persons, the eight individuals. The Sangha, or community of monks, of the Lord's disciples is worthy of gifts, worthy of hospitality, worthy of offerings, worthy of reverential salutation, the unsurpassable field of merit for the world. Those who have faith in the Sangha, or community of monks, have faith in the foremost, and for those with faith in the foremost, the result will be foremost. These, bhikkhus or monks, are the three foremost kinds of faith.
This is foremost for those with faith, for those who know the foremost Dharma or true teaching. Having faith in the Buddha as foremost, worthy of offerings, unsurpassed. Having faith in the Dharma or true teaching as foremost, the peace of detachment, bliss. Having faith in the Sangha or community of monks as foremost, a field of merit unsurpassed. Distributing gifts among their foremost, foremost is the merit that accrues, foremost their life and beauty, fame, reputation, happiness and strength. The wise one who gives to the foremost, concentrated on the foremost Dharma or true teaching, whether he becomes a deva or a human, rejoices in his foremost attainment.
We thank you for your company today for Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. Planet Earth, our loving home, is up next after noteworthy news. We wish you much love and kindness in the days ahead.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.